MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, July 2, 2025. Republic Services waste collection resumes in Gloucester, and Salem Development Project would create 1,200 new housing units. Cloudy, mid-80s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 5:42 p.m. Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga announced Tuesday that Republic Services trash and recycle pickup would resume today.
Hello, this is Mayor Greg Verga with an important update on trash and recycling service in Gloucester. In response to the Republic Services labor disruption, the city acted quickly to ensure trash collection stays on track this week. We are actively monitoring service and holding Republic to their contractual obligations. It's important to note that the city has no role in the contract negotiations between Republic Services and Teamsters Local 25. However, we are committed to making sure services to residents continue as smoothly as possible. Today, Tuesday's trash route is being handled by city crews. If you did not put your trash out, or if it was missed, please report it using C-Click Fix. It will be collected on Wednesday, July 2nd. Republic Services has confirmed they will resume operations tomorrow, Wednesday, and will cover their regular Wednesday route with no delay. Republic has also confirmed that they will be working on both Thursday, July 3rd, and Friday, July 4th, yes, that includes Independence Day, to complete their regular Thursday and Friday routes. We know this disruption comes at a busy time, and we've been working diligently to implement the contingency plans. Thank you for your continued patience and understanding as we work through it. I also want to thank the Department of Public Works for their quick and efficient response to this disruption. We'll continue to provide updates throughout the week. For more information, please visit the city website or follow our official social media channels.
That's Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga. The strike immediately affected Peabody, Beverly, Danvers, Gloucester, Marblehead, Manchester-by-the-Sea, Swampscott, and Ipswich on the North Shore, as well as other Boston area communities. Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News. Developers of what would be Salem's largest project the city has seen since rebuilding following the fire of 1914 appeared for its first meeting before the city council Tuesday night. The proposed Shetland Park development by Prime Group developers would redevelop Salem's largest commercial industrial site into 1,200 residential rental units, coupled with a 13-story hotel and an academic building and gym for the Salem Charter Academy School. City councilors and residents alike expressed support for introducing new affordable housing to Salem. Concerns were raised in regard to the proposal, chief among them being the actual affordability of the development, as well as its imposing size. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
On the most recent podcast of Compass with Salem Mayor Dominic Pangallo, James Giesler, CEO of North Shore Alliance of GLBTQ Youth, also known as NAGLE, spoke of some of the services available in the city.
The state of mental health of LGBTQ youth right now is severe, and it is our primary goal right now is to address that, and that's why just in recent years we have added professional licensed mental health professionals to the center. We subcontract those folks so that they're there. Right now, we have counseling check-ins available for the kids. We have drop-in counseling two nights a week. If kids are in the space and they just need someone to talk to, they don't need insurance. They don't need to be on a wait list. They don't need to sign up. There's no intake. They can just drop in with our mental health counselor and take advantage of that. We also have a program called Chill and Chat, which is more of a group counseling program that's scheduled regularly. And then we also have drop-in counseling specifically for survivors of sexual assault. I would like to point out that these services are available to all of our NAGLE youth as part of a comprehensive program of social, emotional, and mental health support, and we encourage youth wanting or needing to access the counseling services to really take part of the greater NAGLE community and participate in as much of what we have to offer as possible.
That's James Giesler, CEO of NAGLE. Newburyport Daily News reporter Matt Petrie reports that after coming just 12 votes short in her last attempt, High Street resident Stephanie Niketic pulled nomination papers on Monday morning for a potential rematch against incumbent Jenny Donahue. She's quoted as saying, "I ran then as I am running now because I think that Ward 2 must have better representation." Donahue, who lives on Cherry Street, has pulled papers for Ward 2 as well as Atwood Street resident Sean Fenn and Dylan Thompson of Temple Street. Asked why she is contemplating another Ward 2 run, Niketic gave a general answer and promised to elaborate on the campaign trail. And Elizabeth Della Piana writes on itemlive.com, Saugus Town Manager Scott Crabtree announced in a press release that effective July 1, the town of Saugus will transition its solid waste and recycling hauling services to Capital Waste Services, Inc., located at 1222 Bennington Street in East Boston. Monday marked the final day of service from Saugus' previous hauler, Republic Services. From the desk of MSO's Media Director Bill Newell, the Salem News has named Peabody High School's Brooke Lemazny as its Girls Lacrosse Player of the Year. Lemazny has set numerous school and league scoring records and will play Division I lacrosse at Stonehill. Two former prep standouts, now in the pros, are in the news. Pat Connaughton was traded from the MBTA Milwaukee Bucks to the Charlotte Hornets yesterday. Also, Colin Blackwell of the NHL Dallas Stars has signed a 2-year contract extension with that team. Endicott College has announced its fall 2025 sports schedules. The football team will open its season at home on Saturday, September 6. All schedules can be found at ecgulls.com. And the Red Sox and Reds game was suspended at Fenway Park last night due to rain and will resume this afternoon at 2:30. That game will be followed by tonight's regularly scheduled game at 7:10. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.